A polytropic process is a process for which P times V raised to some constant power, delta, is equal to another constant, C. This is a process path because it provides a relationship between P and V that applies throughout the process. We can rearrange our definition of a polytropic process to get P equals C times V raised to the minus delta power. Then, all we need to do is plug this into our equation for boundary work, WB equals the integral of P dV from V1 to V2. Now this integral isn't too bad because C is a constant. And the integral of V to the minus delta times dV is just V to the minus delta plus 1 divided by the quantity minus delta plus 1. Now when you evaluate this from V1 to V2, things get kind of messy. But if you group terms in a creative way, this equation can be simplified. Notice that C times V2 raised to the minus delta power is just P2. Similarly, C times V1 raised to the minus delta power is P1. Now this result is clean and easy to use. But it can be simplified even further when the gas in the system can be considered to be an ideal gas. Because for an ideal gas, P1V1 is just nRT1, and P2V2 is just nRT2. The result is that the boundary work is n times r times the change in temperature divided by the quantity 1 minus delta. Now that pretty much concludes our introduction to boundary work. This is probably the most important form of work in this course, but it's not the only one. Flip the page to see some other forms of work that will play important roles in your introduction to thermodynamics.